Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. Got Evan on the board. Brian is off improving, you know, our signal quality here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM in Madison, holding down the fort in the Solidarity Realty Studios, as well as on the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha. Taking your phone calls at 844-967-2789. We've discussed a number of the decisions out of the Wisconsin Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court earlier this week and from last month. I'll be taking your calls. One quick update. I want to give everybody some of the headlines. We got some endorsements in the race for the Republican nomination for governor here in the state of Wisconsin. Former Governor Tommy Thompson weighing in on the race. Today, Tim Michaels' campaign announced that he had received the former four-time governor's endorsement. Which I don't think comes as a whole huge shock for a lot of people. Back when, before Michaels got into the race, Tommy Thompson was considering whether or not he wanted to do another run as well. And he kind of indicated when he decided that he wasn't going to run, that he had discussed it with Tim Michaels. If he wasn't going to run, Tim Michaels was. And so Tommy Thompson endorsing Tim Michaels in the Republican gubernatorial primary, which is 1 month from tomorrow. But right after that announcement came some more endorsements as well in the Republican race. 50 different state lawmakers, Republican state lawmakers in the state of Wisconsin, threw their support behind former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, as well as the leader of the state assembly and the leader of the state senate. So a little bit of a divide coming in the Republican Party here in Wisconsin for who to nominate as their next choice to go up against incumbent Governor Tony Evers this fall. So very interesting to see how that race is shaping up. I don't know. Some would say Republicans in disarray. I don't know. It's a split party when it comes to this this little primary. So we're going to see. The gloves are off. I saw an update. They came after each other by name after Kevin Nicholson dropped out of the race earlier this week. But we got a number of callers stacking up, and I want to get to your phone calls. 844-967-2789. You could be like Millie in Madison. Millie, what's on your mind today?
So I want to call about the Moore versus Harper case that's going. The Supreme Court will hear it this fall. And what that case is about is the independent legislative doctrine. So if the court agrees, they've already agreed to hear that case. Mm-hmm. But if they decide on that case, similar to the other shock and awe decisions that they have, decided on, and basically what that case will do is give power to the state legislatures to choose the president.
Power for the state legislatures to choose just about everything, if I've read the case summary correctly.
Right, but I heard that they were federal, the federal elections. And so, I just had a friend say, well, why would the Supreme Court come up with Roe versus Wade, that decision, which, you know, made it unconstitutional, these basically taking a gun laws out of state rights, the separation pretty much stopping the separation of church and state. And my thought is, well, if they know they're going to be able to control federal elections, why do they care what anybody thinks, right? Why would the Supreme Court even care about what voters are saying? Because voters will no longer be able to vote. I mean, they'll be able to vote, but their vote won't be counted. So they can do all the crazy, wacky stuff that they want to do, whether it's the Wisconsin State Supreme Court saying that recent decision about leaving in a department head as long as they want to stay there because mm-hmm. the gerrymandered state legislatures won't approve a department head by somebody on the opposite party. Well, who cares? I mean, they'll just, the Supreme Court now can come up with whatever crazy decisions they want, because the people no longer will be able to, their vote will no longer be counted. And even if Biden fills the court with five more justices, you have to have all these cases coming up through the system, from the state courts to the federal courts.
It's going to be very interesting, Millie, how if we are going to get judicial reform done in this country and reform the judiciary so that it can operate properly and be held accountable to Democratic voters in this state and in the country, we're going to need to act on it quick. And I appreciate your call. You can be like Millie in Madison. Give us a call. You can be up next. We got Jesse of Madison calling in. Jesse, what's on your mind today, man? How are we doing?
Jesse of Madison. Thanks for having me. Look, there's the old axiom, and I know a lot of us are downtrodden, but don't mourn, organize. There's a reason that every year, you know, campaigns that are being run correctly, at least, or activist organizations are knocking on doors and making phone calls. We do it because it works. We do it because it increases voter turnout. And especially in an off-cycle election, it's more important than ever. And I know a lot of people that have volunteered for us in the past have said, well, I don't want to preach to the choir. And I always say the same thing is, yeah, the choir doesn't always show up for church, man. So we are, our group, the Madison Isthmus Neighborhood Team, is holding our first event of the season tomorrow at the Solidarity Realty office at 1150 Williamson Street at noon. Everyone's invited to come down, come knock some doors. If you've never done it before, we'll get you trained up and send you with somebody so it's not so awkward. You want to make some phone calls, we'll have that too. But we are, I've never seen this much enthusiasm this far out. People are itching to fight back, and it's very heartening. And it's going to be effective. Francesca Hong's going to be there. Tell everyone you know to come down.
All right. That is an excellent way to end the show on this Friday afternoon, Jesse. Appreciate your call. You heard it, Jesse, organizing tomorrow at the Solidarity Realty office, not the studios, at the office. I'm in the studios. But it's an excellent segue. You got to get up and do something. This song is called Architects. It's... ask the question of what kind of role you want to play in the fate that be something about what you want to create. And it's an excellent song by Rise Against. And Jesse, I appreciate your call, because we need to take action. And organizing is a way to make some sense out of all the terrible news coming out of the world nowadays. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Appreciate you listening today. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Hopefully Brian will be with me, you know, a couple shows next week. But we'll be back on Monday at 2 p.m. Talk to you then.